With the release of Casey Anthony from jail just around the corner, and all the blathering that's going on by her defense team in the media, and all the blathering that's going on in the media from the media, and all the blathering that's going on, geez, I said blathering three times in a row, in the media from these jurors that have decided now to come out and do everything from saying that they made the wrong decision to blame George Anthony to say they made the right decision. It just goes to show you that sometimes the justice system doesn't get it right. When you sit down and you analyze this case, and believe me, this case will be analyzed from soup to nuts, from A to Z and backwards again, many more times than what we've already done, you look at one thing, the death of a young girl, Kaylee Marie Anthony, the acquittal of her mother, Casey Anthony, the analysis of the parents and the family, the accusations made against George Anthony by the defense, yet never substantiated. Will we hear more from this family? What will happen with Casey Anthony? I could care less as long as she doesn't get into a situation like she's gotten into again. I have to be careful what I say. But one thing that's important is that we remember victims. We remember victims of crime. We remember the Kaylee Marie Anthonys that are out there. And the media, well, they'll go on to their next story. But they also have to take a look at how they covered this one. Did they do a good job? Didn't they? Well, I'll let you decide. But one thing for sure, sadly, there will be another story to tell. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.